Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling and Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in Kyle Malin, editor of the MERS newsletter and columnist for City Pulse. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, how you doing, Jack?
Well, just fine. What surprised you last night?
I was surprised that there was a congressional election in the Upper Peninsula in northern Michigan where the deciding margin was one vote. I don't know, if there was a movie or a television show where the authors or the writers had written that in and said for a congressional race the difference was going to be one vote, it would have probably got thrown back and said, that's not really realistic. Why don't you go ahead and make it like 25, 48, something like that.
Right.
But one vote, that is just unbelievable that that's what we're looking at in the first congressional district with Jason Allen and Dan Benischek.
You know, that would be a great film, Kyle, and I'd like to see it based on all the people who did not get to the polls.
Yeah. You know, oh, that's right. You could cast somebody who, for whatever reason, just couldn't make it out that day.
Right.
Like maybe a cousin or a relative to one of the people who, you know, missed it by one vote. Oh, would have been that would make great TV, and it probably happened up there somewhere.
Someone gets sick, someone gets in a car accident, someone has to work late. I mean, there are a million reasons that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, that's the things that determine elections.
Hey, we got to start writing this script together, Jack. I think we're on a roll.
Let's get together. I can do the screenplay. It'd be perfect. You can have top billing.
Hey, excellent.
You know, when you think about something like this, I guess it's a testimony, Kyle, to the importance of everyone getting out. And in something like a primary election with smaller turnout, it's really important to get out and vote.
Yeah, you know, you hear all the time that, well, I don't want to go vote because I don't think my vote really matters. Well, I think this is case in point that your vote really does matter. I mean, if it mattered in a race where the winner had 27,091 votes, yeah, what about a county commission race where maybe you only got 100 or two people voting, or a precinct race or a judge race where there's only a few thousand people voting? It matters, and if it matters to you to get out to the polls and vote, you should do it because you could be the deciding vote, amazingly enough.
It wasn't too long ago that people were saying Andy Dillon had a double-digit lead in the Democratic race, and Pete Hoekstra had a slight lead over Mike Cox. That is not what we saw last night. When did you know that this thing had turned and prevailing wisdom was going to be wrong?
I think it was Thursday or Friday of last week when we saw that epic MRA poll that showed Rick Snyder up 2%. You know, I'd been talking with friends and family and folks who are not really dialed into the political drama here in Lansing, and the feedback I was hearing was that they liked Rick Snyder. They liked his message. They liked that he was not a career politician, that he brought something new to the table, that he was successful at something other than politics, and hey, why not give this guy a try? They liked his ad. They found the nerd shtick somewhat endearing. And they liked him. And I think when you get people who are, you know, not your typical Republican primary voters getting excited about something, and you have some other candidates on the other side who are traditional Republican candidates who, you know, regular Republicans would vote for, I saw a shift for Snyder, and at about Thursday, I bet my boss $5 that Snyder would win.
Wow.
$5. He hasn't given me that money yet, but he could put it in the snack box. I've probably eaten about $5 worth of snacks since Monday.
Hey, I talked to a couple of people who were, I describe them as diehard Democrats, and they voted in the Republican primary, and they voted for Rick Snyder, and for different reasons, Kyle. One of them said, you know what, this guy is the most reasonable of the Republican candidates as they saw it. And then I talked to someone else who said, you know what, I was really tempted to vote for one of the more conservative candidates because I thought that Rick Snyder would be a really tough out in the general election.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted a Democrat to win, although a lot of people think that that's not going to happen, but if for that to happen, it might be an easier race against one of the more conservative guys.
Yeah. And you know what? I can see both, and I think actually both of the, your people that you talked to there are correct. I don't think the Democrats wanted to run against Rick Snyder, because I think he's a very, very tough defeat, and they probably wanted Mike Cox where they can haul out the Manoogian Mansion stuff again and probably find somebody willing to go on the record to say that the party existed and criticize Mike Cox's investigation in that matter and just make that the deciding factor in the election. They don't want Rick Snyder, even though they can try and roll out the whole ship jobs to China stuff. You know, it worked 4 years ago with a different guy. I don't know if it works this time. I mean, this guy, Rick Snyder, doesn't have the same type of, holier-than-thou maybe type persona as Dick DeVos had. It's not like he's talking from up high down to the minions saying, not making a heck of a lot of sense. I mean, this guy is like the nerd that you knew in high school. He's done good, you know. He earned good grades, and people picked on him. But don't pick on our nerd. He's our nerd.
Well, maybe it says something about my friends being nerds, but, you know, he's one of the guys I would hang out with.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. You know, there's something endearing about his personality. It's something that you can kind of relate to. So I don't know if the negative shtick works, but Verge is coming in as a huge underdog and really doesn't have much else of a choice.
Well, the Democratic Party is already sending out releases labeling Rick Snyder as Dick DeVos Jr. and saying his record is actually worse than DeVos's in terms of China, etc. So I think it's pretty clear where this election is headed.
Yeah, it probably. And I think we were already seeing that. Verge Venero has been already on the radio today being critical of Rick Snyder. And, you got to get a little bloody when the margin is pretty big. And, Verge has got a message, and it's the common man message, and that's the card that he's got to play because, in contrast, Rick Snyder has been a CEO. He has been an executive. He has made a lot of money. He enjoys a lifestyle that a great many of us will never have an opportunity to experience. And, you know, and that's the difference that he's got to set apart, that Verge Venero is one of us, and he's going to go after people who are trying to make or extract more money from the middle class and the poor. It's really the best card that he's got.
Kyle Malin, editor of the MERS newsletter, a columnist with City Pulse, our guest here on Ebling and You. When you look at a race like this, in a year like this, and everyone says that in light of what has happened with the Granholm administration and the trend toward Republicans in general, it's an almost impossible climb for a Democratic nominee. Verge Bernero doesn't seem to be dissuaded by any of that.
Yeah, you know what, though, and I get what you're saying there with the Republican the swing, but I think a lot of that is more, not maybe necessarily to the Republican Party, but to a philosophy of more maybe conservative spending and reforming government or making it work better, and maybe that's the right way to put it. And since the Democrats, and I guess maybe this is more of a Washington thing that we're seeing that because it seems like Congress is severely dysfunctional, and maybe to the same extent the state legislature is dysfunctional. They just want government to work better, and I don't know if that's a Republican or a Democratic thing. They just know that the Democrats have been victorious in the last two general elections, 06 and 08, and things don't seem to be getting any better as far as harmony, parties working together, people working across the aisle to get a common goal and a common agenda accomplished. And I think that's actually where Rick Snyder has an advantage, because I think he has been talking a bit more about that. Now, Verge Venero can also say that he's done a good job as far as balancing budgets and being fiscally conservative, not raising taxes and that type of thing. Maybe he can play that a little bit more and appeal to more independence with a message of being a good administrator. It's worth trying, but I don't want to make it sound like this is all over for Verge Venero, because I don't think it is. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be extremely difficult.
Last question, Kyle. Were you surprised by what happened in the 7th Congressional District, the margin of victory for Tim Walberg over Brian Rooney?
No, not really. I think we saw some polls that were looking right around there. You know, the problem is that while Brian Rooney was a good mainstream Republican, the bottom line was that he was a visitor to the district. Mm-hmm. I mean, he came in one day and then filed to run for office the other. I mean, I don't know this to be true. I don't have any proof whatsoever. But it smelled awfully like somebody from Washington and Brian Rooney got together and said, you know, we think you'd make a great member of Congress. You've got great values. You've got a great resume. Let's try and find a place where we think you can win. And we'll go ahead, look at the map. We're going to put you right here. How does that sound? And, you know, if it was a suburban district, if it was like where Gary Peters represents in suburban Oakland County, where everybody, you know, is not necessarily a native and everyone moves around, it's not a big deal, maybe that would have flown. But in a rural area where people live on farms and they live in this area for generations and generations and are naturally just a suspect to to people who aren't from around here,
right.
I think that's just kind of a crushing blow, especially when you have somebody who's been on the ballot in Tim Walberg at least the last 4 years. They know Tim Walberg. They know he's a conservative. You know, he's just like the guy down the road. And even if Rooney was more likable, and even if he was more electable, which I think he probably would have been, they're going to go with a guy that they know down the street because he's been there for him before.
Kyle Malin, editor of the MERS newsletter, columnist of the City Pulse, our guest. Kyle, I hope you don't get a call tonight saying they found two more ballots in the Upper Peninsula.
Oh, I hope they do. That would make
You'd
things
like
so much more exciting. Because we hear that may be exactly what happens.
Get out the abacus. Let's start counting them again.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to do that, too.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Jack.
We'll be right back. We're going to talk with Doug Roberts, Michigan Political Leadership Program. And we'll be right back after this check of weather and sports.